You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're still efforting the Mike Pettine press conference. We'll have that for you shortly, but instead we're going to bring in Matt Fontana. We're going to do a little bit special edition of the forecast here for Game 6. Matt.
Number one.
All right, guys, if you are David Blatt for tonight, do you stay with the small lineup and play what the Warriors are doing, or do you go bigger and have Timofey Mozgov be a bigger part of the offensive plan?
I feel you have to have Mozgov as a part of the plan, regardless of what the Warriors do. And the reason why is he's the only other viable, consistent scorer besides LeBron James. I think you fit the mentality. LeBron backing down and essentially shooting the ball with less than 3 seconds on the clock and eating up that 24-second clock, you can do that with a post and a repost of Mozgov, you know. But we have to have a plan, as you saw in Game 5. When the double team comes, Mozgov has to be decisive with exactly what he does, and only David Blatt and LeBron James can configure what that is. So have a decisive plan. So Mozgov, yes, part of the plan.
He's got to be, because he right now is legitimately our second best scoring option. That's all you've got. So I think he does have to play, and we have to take the discomfort on defense. But let him be there. One of the things that Mozgov is going to help is when you and I talked earlier, what were you decrying? All of those easy, easy layups. Mozgov will make some of those contested. I'd like to see him play more. I think you got to have Mozgov and get him in there. I realize you were blasted in game number 4, but I think you got to set a little bit of a tone right now, and you got to say, listen, this is what we're going to do, and hopefully it can work. I think he's got to play a little bit.
I want to see Steph Curry get, like, lambasted with a body shot into the cameras the way LeBron does.
Yeah, that's not – I'd like to see that happen. Let's get Kendrick Perkins a couple of minutes.
Number 2.
Who has to have the better all-around game tonight, guys, for the Cavs to have a win? J.R. Smith, Matthew Dellavedova, or Iman Shumpert?
God, would I like to say D, all of the above, because I think for one reason or another, they all need to play a better all-around game. You know, Deli not so much as a scorer, because you can get away without him scoring, but I think, you know, 10 and solid minutes from Deli would be huge. I think Shump is – we've come to the determination that he's playing with one shoulder. That shoulder is affecting his game. But I'm still going to go with the long shot. I'm still going to go with a guy that can change a game, and that's J.R. Smith.
It's got to be J.R. Smith. What we need is offense. Our defense has been fine. We need somebody to step up and play offense, and J.R. showed that for a quarter in the Cavs' offense. It's the best they've looked. Then all of a sudden, he doesn't touch the ball for forever. He gets cold, and he gets out of his rhythm. You gotta get J.R. Smith going. And I love J.R. Smith. He has been awful in these finals. He's got to be better, and that's the only chance they've got.
Number 3.
Give me LeBron's stat line for tonight.
You got it. I already have it written down. 35 points, shooting 44%. 16 rebounds, and to negate his non-40-point night is going to be 2 more assists than he had in Game 5. So he'll go 35, 16, and 13. Triple-double.
I'm going to say he's going to go – if the game's going well, if the Cavs win, this is going to be interesting. I think he's actually going to have a little bit of a lower stat line than this one, and I think he's saving it up all for Game 7 where he goes bananas.
No
and
saving,
has like
bro.
50, 20, and 20. But I think tonight, I think he's going to have like 36, 12, and 8.
He said he's saving something. He goes for 1 point more than what I have.
Saving something.
Final one, guys.
I think he's going 50. If it goes Game 7, I think he's going to go for 50, and I think he's going to have,
I think,
like,
he could have 50.
I think he's going to have like one of the great, it's going to be one of the greatest performances ever.
I think for the Cavs to win, he has to do, like, just give me the ball, get out of the way. I got to go score 50 to get my team a win.
Won't win you a game.
It doesn't work for our team.
But I think – I don't know why. I think that's just LeBron saying, you know what, no offense to my teammates, I don't trust you, I got to do it on my own.
Well, obviously he said that I'm the best player in the world and we're losing. So that to me that was a little bit of a shot at his teammates. I liked it, and I liked the confidence, and I love that he said it. But when you make that comment, you got to go out and win, I think. That was a pressure-filled comment. And you and I were talking, Matt, about those articles now that saying, you know, is LeBron James going to go down as the greatest loser of all time?
I hate that.
I don't like that either, and I hope that has a little bit of motivation.
Go win so that a writer never feels the audacity to ever write that again.
Yeah.
I think it was a shot at Steph Curry, too. By like, okay, man, you won the MVP, but let's not forget how good I really am.
I think it was, too, but at the end of the day, it is still a team sport, and you got to win the title.
Number four.
Final one, guys. Even speaking of how good LeBron is, even if the Cavs lose tonight, they lose the finals, do you think LeBron should still win the finals MVP award?
I believe that if they win tonight and LeBron has a similar night to what we've talked about, and they go to Game 7 and still lose, LeBron James could very well win the MVP award, which would be the first time since 1969 when Jerry West won it over losing the series to the Boston Celtics. But if they lose tonight, it's going to be Steph Curry.
I would say that there isn't a doubt in the mind of anybody watching any of these games that LeBron James is not the most valuable player on the floor. If you took LeBron James away from the Cleveland Cavaliers, this is a sweep and they lose every game by 20. You take Steph Curry, you take anybody away from the Warriors, they're still around. Obviously, losing Steph Curry would hurt, but they're still going to be competitive with the team that the Cavs are putting out there, given that the Cavs have already lost Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. However, it doesn't matter that he is clearly, and I think he is, we're talking by, you know, multiples, the most valuable player in this series. If you don't win, the MVP's got to come from the winning
but
team.
But the writers vote on this now. And the writers have been the ones stroking him for the last 2 weeks.
Has it ever happened in the history?
One time. Jerry West.
Jerry West.
1969.
Got it in a losing effort.
In a losing effort.
If it's ever going to happen in a losing effort, it's going to be LeBron James in this particular series.
God, I hope they win this series.
But would you make the case, though, that he wouldn't you say in 2007 he was the most valuable player, too, against the Spurs? I mean, without LeBron James, they got swept anyway, but yeah, without him, it would have been they had nothing.
Right. God, look at that roster around him.
We're starting Matthew Dellavedova. James Jones and Mike Miller are playing significant minutes. We have a 4 in Tristan Thompson who catches the ball 12 feet from the basket and immediately turns his back to the basket and is like, who can I give this ball to?
Like hot potato.
Get it out of my hands.
I hate the fact that we play hot potato with the basketball. And the only person on the receiving end in most cases is LeBron James.
Well, you never know what LeBron James is saying. Is he saying, listen, I'm the one who's shooting the ball. That's it. Just me.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway. Do you think it's even possible?
I think you put it best. If anybody can do it, it's probably LeBron. But I don't know. I just think that's such a bad look. If you can't, how can you be the best player when you didn't even get your team a win?
Right.
You know, and I understand he pretty much single-handedly got them. Not single-handedly. Dele had a nice game, the one game, but he's the reason we got those 2 wins. But you know, he didn't get his team the wins that they needed the most. He can't be the most valuable player.
But if you look at, and again, I said if it goes to 7 and he plays well in both games and they still lose, I think he can win it. But if you look at what the definition of the most value, NBA Finals most valuable player, okay, there is no way you give the award to anybody but LeBron James if it goes 7 games and he continues to follow up with 35 double-digit in the next 2 games. There's no way. Win or lose.
I don't think so. Why don't we just win?
Can you really say the Golden State Warriors would not be in games versus the Cavaliers without Steph Curry?
Well, he didn't play well for a while.
That's what I'm saying. So how valuable is he? They won a game without him playing his best, game one. You know, but he got beat. They got beat a couple times with him not playing that well.
I agree. No, but the debate about who the most valuable player is silly. I mean, and you take anybody off that Warriors team and they'd still be competitive in the series, even if it was Steph Curry.
Exactly. That's my point.
Take LeBron James off, not competitive. So correct. He is the most valuable, but I just think you got to win.
Why?
Because I just think that's the way that it is.
But it's not because it's happened.
A long time ago.
I understand.
In a different world.
You know what? It was a different world from yesterday.
So what is
today.
LeBron James? Does LeBron James even want that MVP?
No.
What are you doing with that MVP?
It's going to sit on the side of the shelf.
On
like
the
all
finals
the way to
MVP,
the right.
Big deal.
Right. That's the equivalent to the Indianapolis Colts
yes,
new banner.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Exactly. Ridiculous.
LeBron did say that today, too. He said he wouldn't even want to win it if they didn't win the championship. LeBron said he wouldn't even want to win the finals.
And
MVP.
I think by him stating
nothing.
That, those writers that may in fact
won't
have voted won't give it to him.
Or maybe they will. Or let's see that press conference. I don't know. I just think you've got to win the finals. Who was to me the MVP is what player did the most to help the team that won the NBA finals.
Okay.
Versus like who had the most impressive finals, because I think LeBron's put up a lot of points, but some of those shots that Steph Curry knocks down.
But if you look at the 24 individuals on these active rosters participating in the NBA finals and you say who was the most valuable, there is no way it's not LeBron James. That's the point that I'm coming from. I do also too follow up with the fact that I think it's you're laughing in the face. You're laughing at that award if it goes to a player on a losing team.
I agree.
Because how would you feel if LeBron James with a healthy Kevin Love and a healthy Kyrie, we go and win the series, say in seven, and Golden State makes it interesting, but Curry has like 50, 40. But because we're a balanced team, like the Golden State Warriors are playing very athletic, but we win the series, but Curry goes like 45, 50, 51, 39, 29 and 54. He's the most valuable to his team because of his performance. We win the series. How would you feel if the MVP was given to Steph Curry and not LeBron James?
It'd be outrageous.
It'd be outrageous.
It'd just be like in the Ryder Cup if, let's say, the U.S. loses the Ryder Cup to Europe and you had Jordan Spieth wins every match that he played in. He goes 5-0. He's the only person who goes 5-0 in the whole Ryder Cup. You know, would you give him the MVP of the Ryder Cup? No, they didn't win. Who cares?
Right.
He wasn't valuable enough. I think that would be the thing. Like, you
correct.
Know, if your team didn't win it, then you clearly weren't valuable enough.
Because it is about that player, and you can't. There's no asterisk that says the roster that you played with to win that award.
You can't be the most valuable. Right. If you didn't win, how valuable were you? Somebody was more valuable somewhere, somehow, or some collection of people were more valuable.
So Steph Curry can share it with those roster full of idiots.
Yeah, maybe they can. You'd have to make the case, honest to goodness, right now. If it weren't for his free throws, you'd have to seriously consider Andre Iguodala as the MVP of the finals.
Yeah, and I want Draymond Green's left off this award if they're going to share it as a team.
Draymond Green will not be allowed to share.
He's a total D.
He cannot share. He's out. All right, do we got Pettine's presser?
We do. We can get that when we come back.
All right, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.